It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, so I hope you're getting prepped out there. It'd be a good time to get out and clean up your grill or smoker if you're going to use it for the Turkey Day holiday. But I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's a thought.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to that very thought.
Yeah?
I have to clean my smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm planning on bringing home some venison this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Going back up. So we are recording on Thursday mornings.
You can plan all you want there, you know?
Yep.
Well, I've got the few that I want picked out. If it's going to be, I will come home with deer.
Oh, okay.
And I also have some elk steak waiting for me.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
You like
boy.
That?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to bring you a couple.
Bootstraps.
To bring you a couple.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm lying in bed. Don't want to get up. It's nice and cozy and warm. And I'm just thinking, okay, I just have my small homemade smoker, so I'm going to do it in batches. And that thing's dirty.
Yeah. Well, you got to clean them every once in a while. I mean, that's something that I do continually, but not a deep clean.
Right.
I'll do that a couple times a year. And that's what we're talking about is getting in there. I have that big trailer smoker, that good one that we... Bob, it was his demo for a while, and now it's parked at my house. And about every 6 months, I'll take it over to the car wash and just run hot water through it a little bit to knock the funk out of it. And then it goes.
Well, you want to get those black flakes off the top?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was a black flake accident at one point.
Randy's had some pretty funny accidents with smokers and Kamados. They make for maybe good. Jokes around the campfire at deer camp.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not good radio.
Well, you know, if you grill as much as I do or Bob, at one point you're going to have a flub up.
Oh,
and,
man.
And I've had a couple, and I admit them because it's real. It's what grilling guys do. If you're out there going after it enough, something's going to mess up once
in a while. But when you do it, you just go, I know better.
Right.
How could I do this? I'm
right.
supposed to be a pro.
Yeah, the one he's speaking of real quick is this good one has a door that flips up, right? You're going in the side of the smoker, not the top or the front, but the side. It flips up, and I grabbed it to lower it back down, and the wind blew, and my hand was obviously a little slippery, and the door slammed down. Well, when it did, the patina inside the grill covered a 24-inch skillet.
It wants to flake off.
Right.
Your grill at home will do the same thing.
Right. Yep.
You know, if you open up your grill, especially charcoal grills, you open it up and look inside the lid, you might notice some black potato chips.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, when the door slammed, it went all over my 24-inch skillet full of chicken dip, and it made it unedible.
Oh.
And I was at a catering event, and they were mouth-watering for it. I've been telling them about it, and it was
you
all
didn't try and just scrape it off?
Yeah, we did, but they were like micro flakes. It was like somebody just dumped a jar of pepper on the top.
A little extra pepper.
Stir
it in.
It's crunchy.
Stir it in.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Didn't happen that way.
Hey, check out thegrillingguys.com because some of our sponsors have some great specials. I know MyPillow's got crazy deals going on, and ThermoWorks has crazy deals. If you need stocking stuffers, either one of those are great Christmas presents.
Right, for the
griller. Whether it's a stocking stuffer or just the main gift.
Right.
We have a bunch of MyPillows in the house and the mattress topper and everything. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't sleep on the old bed we had without that.
Right.
It was too firm.
Right.
My wife likes it firm. Shouldn't say that. But
that's why you got the MyPillow.
Right. Mike Lindell helped me out.
Right. Yep, exactly. Well, Bob, the pheasant season closed down when the deer season opened, and I never covered the pheasant recipe this year. And I got buddies that one of them called me and said, hey, I know you had that pheasant recipe. I'd like you to tell me about that again. And so it's on the grilling guys, but I threw him a curveball, okay, because what I thought about, and this is not on the recipe in the book or in our website, but The problem with grilling or smoking a pheasant is they're so very, very lean that they can dry out. So you wrap them with bacon, and then you either smoke them or grill them. If you grill them, you're doing an offset because you want that bacon to cook down and not burn.
But did you miss a step?
I did. Now, what I'm talking, brining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
My opinion.
Right.
Really big on wild game.
Right. But what I told him, and it was an epiphany to me, and I'm just interested in your opinion because I haven't tried it yet, okay, is we both have those sous vide, Anova sous vide wands, if you will, that'll cook things to a temperature in
curling iron.
Yeah, right. It's like a curling iron for cooking. If you don't know what that is, but my point is you vac seal that and put it in there, and then you're going to bring it to your 165 degree temperature, not with bacon, but maybe with just some seasonings or the marinade on it, and you vac seal it with that and cook it in there. It can't dry out. And I'm going to try that. He's bringing me a pheasant. And
you could do that. And you could also like pre-smoke them to like 110 and let them cool the night before and then sous vide them. So you do get a little bit of that
smoke.
Savory.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. But
there's all kinds of things you can do.
But they went out to the pheasant season in Michigan is closed, but they went out to the Dakotas and you get a ton of birds when you're out there. So I told him, give me one of those. He's got a ton of them.
Do they hit Chick-fil-A all the way out?
Yeah, right. But I'm going to give it a run, and I'll report back to everybody. But this show's all about birds and fowl again, and I wanted to bring that up because I will test it out. I don't think it can fail. I mean,
You know, Chef Schultz turned us on to that.
Yeah.
When we went down to the Heritage at the Sekia Culinary Institute.
Yep.
He did some chicken for us that way, and it was spectacular. I thumbed my nose at it, and I'm thinking, I'm not cooking in a plastic bag. Well, until you try it.
Yeah, so check on Black Friday, because I don't know if they're out there or not, but it's called a S-O-U-V-I-D-E.
And it's pronounced sous vide.
Right, and there's a company called Anova. I'm not endorsing them. That's what mine brand is, and I just tell you it works great.
Mine is too.
Yeah, that might be because I got you that. But that was another thing that you're like, what the heck am I going to do with this thing? And then all of a sudden, wow, this is pretty cool.
Well, when I opened up that kitchen, all of a sudden it was really helpful.
Yeah.
Because if you pull out yesterday's butts, and I've got that big vac sealer.
Right.
Here's another thing. If you don't have a vac sealer, even a little one like the kitchen model, get one.
Right.
Because as food costs go up and as you preserve your game, like if you got those pheasant, duck, whatever, venison, geese, seal them up in that and throw them in the freezer or whatever you're going to do with them because they're flawless. But you have to get the sous vide ready bags because they're heat resistant.
Yep. And but most of them are. Some aren't. I mean, you can't just use a baggie. You could, but you can't get too warm with that. Where the sous vide bags, you can take your temperature up. It doesn't go above boiling. I mean, they stop at like 205, 210, but you don't need anything that hot.
No, you're typically going to bring it up to a certain temperature and park it.
Right.
You could actually do it with pork shoulder as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw pork shoulder in there, set it at 165, believe it or not.
Right.
And just let it go for 10 hours, and it's going to come out like butter.
Right. Because the principle is that you're cooking in a water bath, and the water only gets to a certain temperature, but it stays there. So anything that's in the water comes up to that temperature eventually.
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of it. You don't ever overcook anything. You bring it right to the temperature. You could do this with steaks, too.
So
put
you,
them in there.
You know, I told you last week our house is expanding. We brought in my son and his family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Jordan, because they're selling their house and they're going to get a new place somewhere closer to his work. Well, he has gotten into rendering tallow.
Okay.
And
they say that's very healthy for you.
This guy's a health freak. So is his wife. They're going to ruin my eating habits.
Well, they can't ruin what's already broken.
No, so he brought me this big tub of tallow, so I'll be anxious to show you how that
goes.
So
you're using that like you would bacon grease or butter.
He was crisping up sausage in it this morning.
Yeah, ooh, sounds very good.
I know it.
All right, well, coming up next, we're going to continue down this road and talk a little bit about turkeys, fresh turkeys, with Tom from Otto's Turkey. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.